Hi, good morning. I was born in the Philippines. My mom works, so I grew up with nannies all my life. My father was already working in Saudi Arabia, so from the start, I grew up without my dad. My mother was a devout Catholic, so we went to church as often as we could. We go every Sunday and even on weekdays. She would take us often there. When I was 8 years old, my father got a job in Qatar. And Qatar is a more liberal place than other countries in the Middle East. So he was able to bring his whole family there because he has three daughters. And in Qatar, we didn't have to wear the veils. So we moved to Qatar. It was predominantly Muslim, so I was exposed to this when I was a child. Although it was a Muslim country, they had other churches there. So we continued attending the Catholic Church. It was a difficult transition as my parents never really lived under the same roof for years. So my father was not prepared to raise children and to live with us. It was all new to him. I was a classic middle child and overachiever. I never really felt the attention and love that I wanted from my parents. I always thought that I had to do something to get their approval, to get their love. I also was a little chubby when I was little, and so I had self-esteem issues, and my mother always drew attention to this. So I never really felt accepted, and I felt pressure to look a certain way. In high school, I moved to the United States in Chicago, and I lived with my aunt and my uncle. My older sister was already here in college. I attended a Catholic school, St. Benedict High School. My aunt was the first person to introduce me to a Christian church. She was born again, and so she would take us to an evangelical church against my mother's wishes. So this is how I was introduced. I thought it was weird that they'd sing and clap, and it's just never been something I was used to. I started attending their youth group, and so I was exposed to the word, and I thought I was saved, but quickly, challenges started to come, and I knew that it wasn't genuine because I quickly dropped Christianity and went back to the world. Then my sister and I moved into an apartment together away from my aunt and my uncle, so we stopped attending church. I looked for acceptance and love in all the wrong places. I dated many guys, but I never had a long-term relationship until I met Martin. In college at Lewis. He was my first serious boyfriend. At first, everything was going well. I was a nursing major at Lewis University. I had friends and a boyfriend, but suddenly things began to crumble in my life. For the first time, I failed a nursing class and even got kicked out of the program. My mom didn't help because she blamed me for failing out of the nursing program. And it further established that I needed to gain my mother's approval, and her love was only conditional and based on the success that I had in academics. So she urged me to reapply to the nursing program, and they actually denied my application and said that I needed a semester off. Around the same time, Martin and I started having problems as well. All of a sudden, he became Christian and started talking about Jesus, and I was like, okay, I was kind of jealous, and I was like, well, you have Jesus, and so we kind of began to drift away from each other, and like other young women, I thought if I gave up my virginity, that would bring us closer, and he would love me more, and so I did, but it didn't work. We became more and more apart, and during this time, Martin came to Christ, and we came to lose him surely, and he ended our relationship, and it was like the hardest thing I've ever had to go through, when Martin chose Christ over me, I felt like the world was crashing around me. One night, I wanted to end my life. I didn't think it was worth living. I found every medication I can in my dorm room. But before I did that, I called Martin and screamed at him and wanted to blame someone. I was looking through my phone And I actually found Sammy's number, who's Martin's mentor, and decided to call him. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I didn't think he would pick up. He has four kids. He's married. But he actually picked up, and I was crying, and I wanted a reason why Martin broke up with me. And so he talked me through the scripture, and I don't know how long we were on the phone for, but we went through different verses. One of the verses we went through was Romans 3:23, which says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus." He showed me other verses as well that showed me salvation was a free gift. I realized that I needed Christ alone, and that Martin was, or anything else or anyone else, was not enough. And the love and acceptance that I've always wanted, I found in Christ. And so I repented of my sin, and I became saved that very night. I want to confess that Jesus Christ is all that I've been searching for all my life. He completes me and makes me whole. He is the love that I've always wanted. Everything I do now is for him and not for me. As it says in Ephesians 1, I can say that I am accepted in the beloved one. My life since I came to know Christ, I asked him, Psalm 51, 10 to 12 really spoke in my heart. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." From the day of my salvation until today, God has renewed me, cleansed me, and given me a willing, joyful spirit to serve him. He's everything to me. He healed broken relationships and helped me build better ones with my father, my mother, and my sisters. I was able to actually become a leader of the same youth group that I was a part of, and it was full circle, and able to help other girls struggling with relationships. And the Lord led me to pursue a degree in elementary education instead of nursing, much to my mother's joy. For my student teaching, actually, they had to assign me to a certain teacher, and when I got the email, it said Martin's mom's name. At this time, we were already broken up, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And I didn't want to meet Martin again, and we stopped talking after we broke up. And I was about to call my professor and ask if I can get someone else. And I really prayed about it, and the Lord said that I should stay with Martin's mom. And so my first meeting with Martin's mom, I didn't think that I would ever see him. And my first meeting, lo and behold, there he goes opening the door for me. And I was like, oh, great. And so we became friends, actually, afterwards during student teaching. And slowly but surely, we knew that there was something happening. And we were two completely different people. And this time we sought the advice of Sammy. And I had a mentor as well that God has blessed me with. And we started courtship, and the focus was marriage. So we had a short engagement. We were married in December 2010, 2 years after he broke up with me, actually. I married the same guy who broke up with me. So, and now I'm pregnant with his baby. but God certainly works in our lives, and like Martin says, when he is faithful to us, and he certainly was faithful to what Martin did. And although it was the hardest thing we've ever done, it was the best thing in our lives. And so, yeah.